Good morning. A Melamed borrowed $500 from a Gemach. When it came time to pay it back, the Gemach was on the other side of town. So he figured to make life a little bit easier, he put the money in an envelope, he gave it to one of the boys in his class, and he said to me, who lived in the neighborhood, and said, do me a favor, when you have to go home tonight, please drop it off by the Gemach. The child took the envelope, he goes home. Yes. It was a child, yes. It was a cheder Rebbe. So his father, that night, his father sees an envelope stuffed with cash. He says, where did you get all this money from? So he says, my Rebbe gave it to me and asked me to drop it off by the Gemach. The father got very upset. What is this? You know, trusting so much money with a young child. So he said, give it to me. I'll take care of it. He takes the envelope. The next morning, goes to the mikveh, and apparently in Eretz Yisrael, leaving large sums of money in your jacket or in your pockets when you go to the mikveh is not a wise thing to do. And the money got stolen. So the question is, who is responsible for this money? So the halacha is, based on what we discussed last week, although normally there's a concept of hashavas aveda, normally when there's an item that's not guarded, if you have a chiv to pick it up, when you pick it up, you become a shomer. Shomer chinam, shomer sacher, that's a machlokes, but you certainly become a shomer. And with negligence, leaving in your pocket would be a pshia, and you'd be a chayiv. However, in this case, it's an aveda midas. The Rebbe had given it to a child. Giving something to a tinoik is considered an aveda midas. You're putting it at risk. You're putting it in harm's way. And therefore, the halacha is, there's no chiyav hashavas aveda. You pick it up, you do not become a shomer. And in this case, the father would not have any achrayas. Now, we also mentioned last week the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that the concept of aved midas, that if you put it in harm's way, there's no chiyav hashavas aveda. The Minchas Chinuch says applies not only to hashavas aveda of mamonis, he says it applies to loisamid al adam reyecha as well. If a person, normally there's a chiyav of loisamid, a person's life is in danger, you have a chiyav to go ahead and to help him, to try to save him. If he puts himself in harm's way on purpose, the Minchas Chinuch held that there is no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda or Lesamar Adam Reyecha. If you follow the Shita of the Minchas Chinuch, it would come out that if you're vacationing in Niagara Falls and the fellow decides he wants to see what happens if he goes down the falls in a barrel, the halacha is, there's no chiyuv of Lesamar Adam Reyecha. If he puts himself in harm's way, he intentionally puts himself at risk. According to this Minchas Chinuch, you don't have to be more concerned about his life than he does, and there would be no chiyuv. Now we mentioned, Igros Moshe is doicha this sheet of b'shtei yadayim. I'm not saying this halacha l'maaseh, but this is the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. Now in many cases, if a person is ma'abrat and ledas, even according to the Minchas Chinuch, it would come out there is a chiyuv hatzala. And the reason is, there's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's discussed in Yoredeya. It talks about a case where a child had died, and the parents, because of their grief, because of their anguish, were throwing valuable items into the kever. Now the halacha is, any item that actually hits the kever, that's on the kever, becomes asur b'hanah. You have to leave it there. So the Gemara says, there's a chiyuv. If you're standing near the kever, and you're a good baseball player, there's a chiyuv to try to catch the things that are being thrown in before they actually land, before they actually hit the kever. Al tashavas aved. Frektashach. What do you mean? There, what are you doing? The parent is taking the item. They're throwing it into the kever, knowing good and well it's going to become asur bahana. If they're doing it to themselves, this should be an aved midas. And you should have no responsibility, you should have no achray chiyuv to go ahead and to try to recover, to save this money from becoming asur. Zok the Shach, no. This case is different. Because over here, the parent is throwing it Mishum Meriris Halev. They have such anguish, they're in such tsar over the death of their child. So because of their pain, this is what they can't cope with it. They're going to regret it. They don't really want to be ma'abed it. And therefore, the regular chi of Hashavas Aveda will apply. L'chayr, based on this, if a person is depressed, whatever, something happened, they can't cope with it, and the person, the Chas HaShalom, tries to be ma'abarat al-ladas, they try to commit suicide. If it's being done, Mishum Meriris Halev, we have the same halacha as the case of Avelos, and therefore, even if you would accept Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush, that Mabrat and Ledas is no, there's no chiyuv of Hashava. In this case, where it's being done mitoich tzar, there I think Kulei Amma would agree that there certainly would be a chiyuv of Leisamra Adam Reacha, and there would be an obligation to do whatever you can to try to save the person. The Niagara Falls, going over the barrel. Now you can argue anyone who goes over is insane, but people take reckless. I mean, you have teenagers. People take reckless risks. They can drink. They drive. People do all sorts of things that are reckless risks. Either because as a deer they want to be whatever the reason is. You can't prove from the fact that it's dangerous that they must be mashukah. Because that sort of that would undermine the whole Mahabharat Atma Lidas, or the whole Hashem Avedamidas. There's a big difference between someone who's doing a death-defying
trick and someone who tries to jump over a 30-foot-story float to kill himself. There's a difference. One is, I don't care about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to take the risk. I have my full capabilities. And the other is, either Mishum Tsar or Mir Saleh, they just went out of their mind, which is one of the Tayrim. That I use why you can bury a person like
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, there is a difference.
Erech Nam, you'll have to look at each case. What you'll have to deal with in the person who's going in a barrel over the Niagara Falls, you really have to define what level something becomes ma'abanat ma'ledatz. Now, driving in Eretz Yisrael is dangerous. No one's going to argue that anyone who gets in a car is ma'abanat ma'ledatz. So at what point does the risk become enough that we have this heter, this concept of ma'abarat ledas? Now, if you look at the cases in the Gemara, the cases are mostly pretty extreme. There's a discussion about taking a wallet and just flicking it out in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now, in that case, it's fairly likely you will never see the wallet again. There's a case, so the Rambam's case is leaving a shor unlocked in a stable. Now, I'm not a farmer, but I would imagine if you just leave it unlocked, the door is open, it can just wander out, there's a reasonably good chance you'll never see it again. So those cases are pretty extreme, where it's pretty open disregard to the extent that the tour holds in these cases. It's hefker, because you're making it clear you don't care about it, anyone can come along and take it. The one case which is a little bit less extreme is when you give something to a child. You send a child to a store with a jug and with some money. So there, that's called an aveda midas, because there's a reasonable. It's not considered. It's not shomer. It's certainly not secure. Now in that case, just because you send it, not every time you send a child to the store will he lose it or will he break the item. But since it is not considered shomer, since it is certainly common for it to break, and you did that on your own, that's enough of aveda midas not to make it hefker, but at least to take away the chiyuv hashava. So you need the act to be something where it is common for a hezek to happen based on what's done. Now, if someone is a very talented trapeze artist and it is very uncommon for someone of this skill to fall off the tightrope, all right, so maybe walking across the Niagara Falls would not be an aveda midas. But a regular person where there is a level of sakana where if he falls, no one will be surprised, that certainly would be a aveda midas, and that would go into this shaila of the Minchas Chinuch of Ma'abarat Ledas, whether you have this hetter. So we discussed last week two exceptions to Hashavas Aveda. The first was Ma'abarat Ledas. The other exception that we discussed was a case of Pachas Mishava Pruta. Today we're going to discuss an additional two cases where there's no Chiyav Hashava. The first is the Chiyav Hashava is kol avedas achicha. The Chiyav Hashava is when a yid loses an item. So there's a Chiyav to be meshav aveda. However, if there's an avedas akum, if the aveda belongs to a goy loses something, there's no mitzvah or Chiyav of Hashava aveda. Now, we discussed many times in many areas of Chosh and Mishpat, there's a difference between a yid and a goy. And the general rule is we have to look at what type of isser, what kind of issue we're dealing with. If we're dealing with something which is inherently wrong, lying, cheating, and stealing is usser. The same way you cannot lie, cheat, or steal from a yid, there's also an isser to lie, cheat, or steal from a goy. If it's something which is wrong to do, we don't do it to a yid, we do not do it to a goy. In contrast, whenever you're dealing with a concept that has to do with chesed, it has to do with something doing something extra, there's no chiv to go ahead and to do chesed to a guy. There's no obligation to go ahead and give an interest-free loan to a guy. The same way a goy can charge you ribbis, you're allowed to charge a goy ribbis. It's an issur that applies only to Yisrael. And the same is true by Hashavas Aveda, to have an obligation to go ahead and to do a chesed, to seek out a lost item that belongs to a goy, and to go ahead and return it to him. There's no chiyuv to do so. The flip side is true as well. The Chavis Yor points out that if a goy finds an Aveda of Yisrael, he has no obligation to return it. Because again, there's not gezel, it's not one of the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. There's no inherent reason why a person has to go ahead and return lost items to other people. It is a special chiyuv al tochicha, chesed, if you will, to go ahead and worry about another yid's money. But it does not apply to avedas akum, and an akum as well has no chiyuv to return an aveda to a Yisrael. So much so, the Chavis Yor has a case where a goy found an aveda that belonged to a Yisrael. And then the guy was Megayer. Zok the Chavis Yor, he can keep it. Because when he picked it up, there was no Chiyav Hashav. A guy is not Mitzuv and Hashav HaSaveta. And he's Eichen. Now it could be, this is the Chavis Yor doesn't speak out, but there are, there's a Nesivus and there's a Kesef Kedoshim that says the Kinyan of Yiyush doesn't apply to a guy. But even if that's true, the moment this guy is Megayer, since already, at that point, it'll be Zeich in Yish. The person already gave up hope a long time ago. He never expected to see it back. So, since the guy had no Chiyav Hashavo, there's no concept of Yisur Asul Yadei, when he's Megayer, at that point, it'll become Shalai, it'll become his. But there's Hashavas Aveda is only when both parties are Jewish. Okay, Lefinu Mishpat Din, we'll get to. Lefinu Mishpat Din after years, we'll get to. Okay, well, if a goy borrows money and is Megayer, you know, Kikah and Shnei Ludav, he doesn't take away his Chiyuv Eimam. So if it belongs to the Yisrael and there's a Chiyuv Hashava, then okay, but yeah. So anyway, so be that as it may, it comes out that Hashava Saveda is only when both parties are a Yid. If a goy finds a Yid's item or if a Yid finds a goy item, there is no Chiyuv Hashava. Then the Gemara takes this a step further. Not only is there no Chiyuv Hashava to a goy, the Gemara says there is an iser to be meshev aveda la'akum. If you want to be not a nice fellow, you want to be polite, and you want to in return to him, not only is it not a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, you're being over an iser. Why? This is a bit of an unusual iser. What's wrong with a person deciding not to be kind of the aveda to give it back to a guy? So here there are two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Rambam says you're being machzik yedei over aveda. A guy is over avoda zara. I think people tend to not appreciate the amount of tumah and ra that is caused by an oivet avodah zarah. Going ahead and helping him out, giving him money, giving him being meshev the aveda, is being masik the oivet avera. And according to the Rambam, that is why it will be awesome. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi learns, and we had a similar shot when we went through Hilchos Ribbis. We pointed out that according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah to charge a goy interest. Now also, it's an unusual mitzvah. Why is there a mitzvah? What's the grace of oiftu of charging a guy interest? So the pshat there was that really there's no point of charging the guy interest. But hey, yoyus when a Yisrael, whenever a yid comes to you, you have to give an interest-free loan. You can't charge ribs. So if you went ahead and anyone who came to you, you give an interest-free loan, then there's no difference between a yid and a guy. So the chiyuv is that bedafka, when a guy comes, charge him interest. And that demonstrates that when you're giving a gemach, when you're giving an interest-free loan to a yid, you're doing it because of the mitzvah, you're doing it because he's a chicha, you're not doing it stam because that's your policy. So that gives a greater chashivas to the mitzvah of kesef tal. So who I did over here, Rashi says, that if a person is made, anytime he finds an item, he gives it back to the owner. So then when he does the mitzvah of Hashava Seveda, it seems that he's not doing it because of the mitzvah. He's doing it because that's general. It's a nice thing to do. It's polite. He wants it done to him. So that's why he's doing it. So therefore, bedafka, we say, do not be meshev aveda l'akum. And that way, that will show that when you are meshev aveda l'Yisrael, you're doing it because of the tzivo, you're doing it because of the mitzvah, and not stam because it's a polite thing to do.
The idol is chanin.
Very, very likely. This is a separate Esther. Lo Yisichanim may have separate Gedarim, but very, very likely. Oh, very good, very good. So if you look at the Be'er HaGoyla, and it's not just Be'er HaGoyla, there's a Sefer HaChassidim as well. They say that they have a tremendous chiddush. They say the Isser being Meisha Aveda is only when he's Oivdei Avodah Zarah. However, he says if the Sefer HaChassidim says if they're makben on the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Be'er HaGoyla says today where the Goyim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, he seems to say it across the board. He says then this Isser won't apply. Because in Chayr, it will depend on the reason. If the reason is Machzik Dei Avera, so if it's not Oivet Avodah Zarah, there's no Isser. If you learn like Rashi, the reason is to be Machag between the two, so then he's not a Chicha. There's certainly no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, in Chayr, according to Rashi, will come out there, it should come out that it's Isser. No. He's not saying not mekoyim. The Gemara says it's also to give it to a goy. He's saying the reason is because right, exactly. Your show. We have to differentiate and we have to give the chashivas that shavas aveda is out to the mitzvah. Yeah, the Beis Yosef. If you look at the tour uses a lashon of oved avodah zarah. The Beis Yosef changes it to goy. So the Beis Yosef, if Beis Yosef explains, Beis Yosef seems not to hold like this Be'er HaGoyla. He seems to hold like Rashi, and therefore, even when they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that the Isser would still apply. Now that being said, although there is an Isser to return it to a Goy, the halacha is if by not returning you will create a Chilul Hashem, there it is also to keep it for yourself. Now the case of Chilul Hashem. It depends on the girsa, but the way the Beis Yosef has it is that if the person is, the guy spends the day in Borough Park, and at some point he sees his wallet is gone, so he's going to immediately assume that some yid pickpocketed him. That will create a Chilul Hashem, and therefore, b'makom Chilul Hashem, there's a chiyuv to meishav aveda, there's a chiyuv to give him back, to give it back to him, to avoid that potential Chilul Hashem. Now that is a case, when there is a Chilul Hashem, the Dibros Moshe has a very interesting chiddush. Dibros Moshe says that all we really see from the pasuk is that there's no chiyuv hashavas aveda by a goy. But if you take the aveda, let's say a goy loses an esrog, and you find it, says no chiyuv hashav. Now it's just before sukkah, so great, you save yourself a few $100, you now have an esrog. But can you be mekayim the mitzvah of esrog with this esrog that used to belong to a goy? So we see clearly there's no chiyuv hashav. But does that mean it becomes yours? So the Bach and the Shach in Yerodeo both seem to say no. All the Torah says is there's no chiyuv hashav. You don't have to return it. You don't have to go ahead and track him down. But is it lochem? Is it yours? No. He says it belongs to the goy. The goy never was mafker it. He never gave it up. And therefore, the Bach seems to say that lochem it will not be. Most Achrayim argue, and it will come out according to this also, that let's say there's an Avedas Akam. A goy loses his wallet. Someone picks it up. Someone else, you notice, you saw what happened. You go over to him, and you grab it away from him. Can the first person say, "Give it, I found it first"? So it depends. If you hold that Avedas Akum is just, there's no Chiyuv Hashavah, but it's not Lochem. So the second person grabbed it. The first person, it's not his. He has no right to take it back. Mashiach, if you hold that Avedas Akum is, it's Mutter, once you pick it up, it becomes yours. So then once you pick it up, so no one else can take it away from you. If someone grabs it away, he's a goslin. And you can demand it back. Now, what? That's not Pashan. The Sivas is Medayik, that the Yiyush is a learned out of a drasha, learned out of the parasha of Aveda. And since the Goy is not in the parasha of Aveda, he says the concept of Yiyush will not apply. His case is the other way, but that's what they're discussing over here. Now, the question over here really is, when you have an Aveda with no Chiyuv Hashava, does that mean automatically it becomes Hefker, or at least anyone can take it, or not? Now, most Achroinim hold that Avedas Akum, once there's no Chiyuv Hashavah, you're allowed to keep it. Zok the Dibros Moshe. What happens if it is an Avedas Akum? There's no Chiyuv Hashavah. But keeping it would be a Chilul Hashem. So Dibros Moshe is Mechadish. Once Al Chilul Hashem, you have to give it back. That means it no longer has the din of it's no longer over the Lagamri. And now he says keeping it will be Gezel. Because it only becomes hefker once it's lost, and there's no, once there's no obligation to give it back, he'll never see it again, and therefore you can keep it. But the moment the al pi halacha, you have to give it back, even if it's for another reason, even if it's al tchilas Hashem, the Brit Shemayim is mechadish that now you'd be over, or you'd also be over in Yisr Gezel if you go ahead and you keep it. Yes, it's a separate inyan, but the Brit Shemayim is really going with the lumdus that really be'etzem the fact that it's an avedas akum doesn't make it yours. It's only yours because it's like it's avud, he's never going to get it back again. So once there's any cheshvan why he will get it back again, so now right, it's not avud, it's not avud, it's his. If it's his, taking it is gzela. No, so we'll get to Kiddush Hashem in a minute. This halacha, there's a chiv to return it is, when not returning it will create a chilul Hashem. The Rambam adds, what happens in a case where it's not a chilul Hashem? The guy lost his wallet in the middle of the city. He has no idea whether a yid has it or a guy has it. There's no chilul Hashem. But you know, if you knock on his door, you look at, you find the fellow, you knock on his door, and you have a hat and jacket and payas, and you look like a yid, and you say, listen, I found your item. It'll be a Kiddush Hashem. It'll show that you care more about doing the right thing than about a few dollars. Zok the Rambam, if you machzer avedim yishom Kiddush Hashem, harei zeh meshuvach. Here, the Isser does not apply. Adarabba, you're doing it out to Kiddush Hashem. I raise a meshubach. You're not mechuyev to do it, but it certainly is the proper thing to do. And if, isn't it always a kiddush? What does it mean? What does it mean? There's an iser to be ma'aser avei. It will always be a kiddush Hashem. Very good. So, a few. You know, let's go through a few. I think very common cases. The first case, this is probably the most common shaila. A person goes to a goyish grocery store or a Walmart, whatever it is. And when they come home, they see their kid ended up walking out with an extra lolly. They forgot to get billed for a cucumber or some minor mistake. Now, if it's from a yid and you have money that belongs to a yid, as long as it's shavu pruta, there's a chiv to give it back. You go back to the store and you have to tell them, I have an extra cucumber. You have to charge me for it, give it back. You'll figure out what to do. Now, it's very likely, and if you've ever tried this in ShopRite or one of these stores, if you go in and say, you forgot to bill me for a cucumber, it is a tremendous hassle for them. They have to go back to the receipt, their computer, until they figure out what to charge you and what to do with the money. They probably spend more in their manpower cost trying to work this out than the cucumber is worth. And more often than not, they just look at it as it's just an irritation. What are you driving me crazy over a cucumber? Just forget about the cucumber. Don't bother me. In that case, where I'm not so sure, there's a Kiddush Hashem. So if it's real money, if you come home from Walmart and there's a $50 item they forgot to bill you for, so then going back and if you're clearly Jewish and you say, listen, I'm Jewish, I have this item, you forgot to bill me, that creates a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I don't think it happens that often. People return expensive items and say, you forgot to bill me for it. But if it's something of minimal value, there where it's more likely to look at it as a nuisance and not be very impressed, the 10 cents doesn't mean very much to them, there, not only would there not be a mitzvah, there would probably be an iser as well. It depends on the case. Very often, if it's a minimal amount, if they see that you're willing to give back $50, they're impressed. The 10 cents, they look at it as just being, you know, but it depends on the case. Now, what will be if you're not sure? You're not sure. There's no tzad chilul Hashem. You may create a Kiddush Hashem, you may not. So there's a very interesting tshuva from the Stei Aretz that says like this. Returning an aveya to a goy is definitely awesome. But Malkim Kiddush Hashem, it's mutter. He says it's a vaday iser. There's a sophic way there's a cheshbon of Kiddush Hashem. So he's mechadish, it will be awesome. He has a very interesting story. Again, I don't know if this is a typical story, but he says he knows there was a person who found an item, an expensive item. He went to the goy and he returned it to him. He said the goy took the item and he was immediately magdish it to his avodah zarah. And he went to the avodah zarah. He said, Baruch, you know, he was mishtabeach the avodah zarah, shehiv dilon min atayim. He didn't make me into a silly yid that returns lost items. Now, I think today's goyim are a bit more cultured. I think if you have an expensive item in general, you can probably assume it will create a Kiddush Hashem. But in a case where it's where it won't, then you have to, you know, you have to, it's a fine line. If it will be a Kiddush Hashem, return it. If it won't, do not. As far as when there's a suffix, so here the Pesukim today generally say that you should return it when there's a suffix Kiddush Hashem, which, if you think about it, may also depend on which reason you're going with. if the iser of returning to a goy is because you want to, because if you return to a goy, then you're demonstrating, you're indicating that you meishav aved is not because of the mitzvah, it's just not because you like being meishav aved. So then, if you're doing it out of kiddush Hashem, or even if you're doing it because a 10% kiddush Hashem for you is enough of a motivation, then there's no problem. You return meishav aved sometimes to a yid because of the mitzvah Hashavas aved. Sometimes to a goy because it's a tzad kiddush Hashem. So even if there is no kiddush Hashem at the end, if you're returning it because you're hoping to even kiddush Hashem shemayim, it should be mutter, even mesafik. Ma'ashenken, if you learn the issue is ma'achsik yidei oivir aveir, then yesh lodah. Maybe then it's only mutter when you know kiddush Hashem will come out, then that can override the ma'achsik yidei oivir aveir. But if a kiddush Hashem won't come out, or if it's a suffik, perhaps there we should go with the safe and secure, the iser, and not take chances of ma'achsik yidei oivir aveir. But what will come out is that, let's say you want to you have a suffik, and you want to return it to a goy who's not oivir avodah zarah. Then manashach should be mutter. Because if the iser is being machzik de oivir aveira, then he's not oivir aveira. If the iser is, we want to show the difference between a yin or a goy, so as long as your motivation is the kiddush Hashem, so that should be mutter. So in a typical case today, even mamakam suffik, I think lekulayam, it should be mutter, and that would be the appropriate thing to do. Okay, so even lo sechanim, when there are cheshbonos, it's mutter. Lo sechanim, in fact, according to some pesukim, it's easier in a sense if you know the guy. There, if you know the guy, for example, they're heterim because for the relationship or things like that. In some ways, hashavas avedo is more chamer. So if kiddush Hashem overrides that, then certainly in lo sechanim. Also, yesh ladoin, if you're never zoich in it, you have to know whether it's a regular matnaschin. When you're taking money, you're taking from your pocket and giving it to him. There's lo sechanim. If there's an aveda, loy mi boy according to the Bach, where it's not lochem, it's still his. You're just returning to him what's rightfully his anyway. Or even if not like that, if when you pick it up, your intent is to give it back, you're never zoich in it. Yesh lodin whether that would be nichla on the iser of loy sechon. Now, be that as it may, there's one important tonight from the Yamshel Shlema. Yamshel Shlema says like this: that there's an iser hashavas aveda l'akum, stam to give it to a goy is going to be awesome. If there's a b'malkim kiddush Hashem, if by returning it you're going to mekadesh Hashem shemayim, then I raise a mesubach. What happens if you're going to return it because you like being the hero? You know he's going to be very appreciative. You'll feel good about yourself. Maybe you'll make it to they'll put you in the paper or something. You want to do it because you're going to feel good about it. Zok the Yamshel Shlomo. The heter is, the mitzvah is, mekadesh Hashem shemayim. You're not coming to mekadesh Hashem shemayim. You're coming to mekadesh your own shem. You're doing it to make yourself look good or to make yourself feel good. Zog the Yamshel Shlomo, Rachmana Liba Boy. In that case, it will be awesome. The heter is only, and if you want to override the iser of the Meshav Eil Akum, it's only when your kavana and intent is to Mekai the Shem Shemayim. If it's for you, if it's you want to feel good, it's because you like the guy or it's your personal cheshbonos, there you will not have this Areza Meshubach will not apply, and there we'll go back to the iser of being Machzer Aved Eil Akum.
You don't know if she is. If she is, it's a mitzvah to give back. It was the voice of us to give back. So then you have a suffix,
Okay, so that we'll get to. We'll have to discuss in a city where there are Yidden and Goyim, whether you assume it fell from a Yid or you assume it fell from a Goy, difference between Roy Vakum and Roy Yisrael, that we'll get to in Merz Hashem next week. But that's going to be a separate issue. We're assuming over here it's clearly owned by a Goy. It's something which, it has his name in it. It's something which is clearly owned by a Goy. When there's a Suffolk, again, that's a separate trial. We'll discuss that next week. Oh, very good, very good. So if it's a mitzvah, who cares about his kavan? It's a good kasha, but we do find a similar concept in Hilchos Lashon Hara. What happens if you know Lashon Hara about someone? And it's L'tayelis. If there's a reason to say over this Lashon Hara, someone's about to do a business deal with this fellow, you know the guy is a good-for-nothing crook, and therefore L'tayelis, there's a heter to tell. What happens if you happen to hate this guy? And you are thrilled to find an opportunity to say Lashon Hara Beheta. So the Sma paskins that it's usher to go ahead and to say it. Because the Sma is learning that when you have something which is Biyasoida Dover usher, it's only mutter under certain conditions. So there we look at the person's intent. And therefore, if it's lashon hara, it's atzem aser, it's only mutter l'tayelis, it's only mutter to say it if you're mechavan l'tayelis. If your kavanah is not going to l'tayelis, there the sma says there's no hetter to say lashon hara. So l'chara, this is who I did over here. Since meishav aveda be'atzem is aser, there is elamai, there is a result, a kiddushim shemayim that could come out of it, allows you to do it, that's only mutter when that is your intent, that is your goal. If your goal is something else, then it will be aser.
In that example, it would be over with naive
but
being quiet. It's an additional
better. But he has to, but so is that the Chavetz Chaim? That's why you have a chiyuv to learn mutter. Because even though now that you hate the person, you're also to say lashon hara, you're going to have to keep quiet. Lo yisamen adam recha says, go tell him. Now, you can't do it. You can't do it because you can't be a tsev al tasa. So you have to learn musar. You have to stop hating the person. And then you'll be able to say the lashon hara l'tayelis. Now, who I did over here? If you work on yourself a little bit, and you get to a point where now you can bring it back with the right kavan, and not for your own for your own feelings. Good, that's certainly what should be done. But even over there, where there's a leisama, it's still it's also to say lashon hara. So koshkin over here.
What about can you give it? You know, like I'm not so much ready. I know my friend is. I'll give it to him and let him do it. He's going to change
his mind. Misama, he's going to be misama. You create a kiddush Hashem. Giving it to your friend, there's nothing wrong with because you're giving it to a friend. You're not giving it to a guy. And him, if he's going to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, beautiful. That's a way to accomplish Kiddush Shem Shemayim without being bad. That sounds like a very good etzah. You have to have good friends for that. So this is all in a case of a goy. The halacha is a Yisrael Mumer, a Yid who's a Baal Aveira. This halacha does not apply to. And Yisrael Mumer, even if he does Averos, Yisrael Mumer, Allah is, there is a Chiyuv, he's still considered a Chicha, there still is a Chiyuv Hashavah, there is a regular, there's a mitzvah, there's Luchasuchul is Alim, and you would have to return it. Someone who is not Bikiris, someone who is a Mechal Shalash with Farhesia, they already that has a different halacha, they already has a din of an Akum, where not only is there no mitzvah, but there is the Isser of being Meshav Aved Akum applies to a Apikiris as well. Today the Chazon Ish says that most people have a din of a Tinik Shenishba, and therefore we are Meshav Aved even to someone who's not from. But in a case, you know, if you have a case where he's not a Tinik Shenishba, where if you have a good old-fashioned Apikiris, the old European Apikirisim, if you bump across an Aveda that belongs to them, there they have a din of Avedas Akum, and therefore not only is there no mitzvah to be Meshav, but the Isser of Hashavas Aveda L'Akum would apply there as well.
So,
no, that's only by Lahachas. When he's doing it L'Teyavon, it depends what he's doing it for. If he's doing it because he likes cheeseburgers, he can't resist the taste, even though he does it every day. Good. Pyrik all has. A mummer l'teyavon, mummer lahachis. Good. That has a din of an apikoros. 100%. But today the assumption is people are doing it. They do it al taiva. Not many of them are such philosophers. Exactly. It's uncommon. And although today it's Shavuot Keter Bachli Surah, it's more Alt Amaratus, they weren't brought up like that, and therefore most places at least are Mitzadeh that has a din of a Tinik Shenishba, and there would be a Chiyuv Hashava Seved. That's less clear. Because they grew up from and they went off, it's not so posh they have a din of a Tinik Shenishba, but again, it's not. What? Depends on the case. If they do it, if they only eat tarifas or do things that are usur when there's a direct benefit for them, that's clearly teyavon. But if because of that they got to a point where now they dropped everything, and now even giving a choice between the two, between kosher and treif, they will take the treif over the kosher, that's not teyavon anymore because it tastes the same. That is lahachis. Good. Yesh lodain, there are svaras that are said, but that's not in my place to answer that, Jaila. No, so l'chor once it's avedas akum. So what if you, if you hold that you're zoich in it because there's no chiyuv hashavah, it becomes yours. So then once you're zoich in it, it's yours. So you know, just like if you find avedas akum, he's megayer afterwards. You don't have a chiyuv hashavah. So the same thing would be true here as well. So this is the third exception, the concept of avedas akum. This is the third case where hashavah avedah does not apply. The fourth case is Zuta Shoyam Avudin Menu Kalado. And that is when you have an item that is lost to humanity, something which is something, you have something on a ship, the ship sinks. The moment the ship sinks, the item is lost. Once it is gone, it's irretrievable. The halacha is that is Zuta Shoyam, and that becomes like Hefker. Again, there's different discussion what the lumdus is, but once it's in that situation where it's Avud Menu Kal Adam, it's Hefker. And anyone who wants to can take it. Which means, if you decide to go on an expedition, and you go into a submarine, you find the Titanic, and you bring up all sorts of valuables. So halacha is, if Mr. Titanic's Irenical comes and says, listen, this stuff belongs to my great-great-grandfather, it has my name on it, give it back to me. Halacha is nothing doing. Because the moment it sinks, the moment it's now on bottom of the ocean, it's irretrievable, it's avudim men mikol adam, at that point, it becomes like hefker. And at that point, anyone who wants to can take it, anyone who wants to can keep it. It no longer belongs to the owner. Now, again, arguably today, if the Titanic sinks where they could retrieve it, perhaps it's not avudim men mikol adam. But since at the time the Titanic sank, it was considered irretrievable, at that point, it became hefker. And therefore, even though later on, today, we have the technology and we're able to get to it, still, once it's hefker, and anyone who wants to can go ahead and can take it. The same thing would be true if there was some sort of big storm, and suddenly things get items that were originally under the water get washed back up to the shore. So even though it has a name on it, the owner has no right to it. Because once it sank, once it was in that situation where it was avim men mikol adam, at that point it becomes hefker, and therefore even if things change later, still whoever first person to get it is the one that could keep it. Now a similar shaila that comes up is if you have people during by the World War II, if you had people who say they buried valuables under the ground, and then they were nifter, they didn't survive. What would be if a person goes to Europe, he starts digging and doing construction, and he unearths some hidden valuables? So over here also, since it was hidden under the ground, no one knew where it was, the original owner took the secret with him. So there, at that point, even though he has Yerushim, even though he has people who should get his Yerushim, since it was Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam, it was lost, it was irretrievable, it was not going to be, under normal circumstances, it would never be found, it has a din of Hefker. And if anyone recovers or if anyone finds these valuables, they'd be able to keep it.
Even if it was in his
chatzer? Oh, so that's already a different discussion. Yish bir shus is not so simple. Yish bir zutu mimenu, when it's in his rishus, there there's a chasam sefer that says that's mashma, it will work. So we'll talk about yish later on, but if it's something which will never be found, or apiteva, no one will ever find it, there it's very likely that it will become yours, even if it's in your rishus.
I would assume that a Swiss bank account does not apply. In other words, if the owner's died and 100 years later it's still in the bank account and it's still traceable, when the person put it there, I don't know if you would say it's the same thing as burying it in your backyard. I think it's more mishtamer. I think it's more with the idea that someone in my family will find it.
Well, it's very likely that if there's a shomer, if there's someone there who's watching it and has a responsibility to return it to the owner or his yershim, that will not be zuta shoyam, because there's someone there holding it and waiting for that person to ultimately come. The case of zuta shoyam, the thing is sinking. Once it sinks, it sinks. There's nothing anyone can do about it.
How does it apply, like, over to the
action
of they stole that they took a car?
Oh, very good, very good. So there's an interesting discussion, because there's a clear halacha. If a ganav steals something, then even though it's stolen, and even though normally in cases where there's stam gzeil or stam geneva, there's a yish, machlokes where that applies, but even in cases where a normal person is miyayish, you give up hope, you don't expect to recover it, still the halacha is a ganav can't keep everything and say there's yish. And it's zuta shalyam. Mitzad sheni, you find, the Gemara has a case in the end of Bava Kama of a shayara, there was a caravan traveling through the desert, and a group of pirates came and surrounded them and plundered the caravan. So there the halacha is, whoever rescues the items can keep it, because it's zuta shoyam. So what's the difference? So if it gets stolen, it still belongs to the owner. If there you have these bandits, then it's Zutah Shalom, then it's considered Hefker. So the Yamsha Shleim and the Chasam Sefer both speak about it. The Mashal, the Yamsha Shleim says there's a difference between a guy that goes ahead and steals something and a whole group of bandits. When you deal with a group of bandits, it's more irretrievably lost. You'll never expect to get it back. Chasam Sefer adds there's a difference between a desert and a city. In a city where there's a police, there's a judicial system, they may not be very efficient, but there is a chance you'll find the guy and you'll be able to recover what was stolen. If the caravan was plundered in the middle of a desert where there's no civilization, there's absolutely no expectation you'll ever get that money back again. And therefore, that would be a case of a caravan in Zutah Shalom, the case of a guy of, so Yesh Ladin, if there is an army that comes in, and this army at this point, this is the army that's in control of the area. There is no judicial system. There's no way you can recover it because they are the army. They're the ones that control it. So it very likely you would have a din of Zutah Shalom. Mitzad Sheni, if there's a war going on, and you don't know who's going to win the war, but there's a 50-50 chance in 5 years from now either one side's going to win, so then it, very likely it's not Zutah Shalom because you know there's going to be a battle. And there's a reasonable chance that the Nazis will lose that battle. So I don't know that becomes Zutah Shalom because you know that there is a chance of recovery if they end up losing the war. So I would not be quick in that case to say Zutah Shalom. In contrast, if they buried something, so if you bury something, whoever wins the war is irrelevant. If the person who buried it doesn't survive, no one knows where to look, and that would be a case of Zutah Shalom. Now the Gemara has a fascinating case of Zutah Shalom, where there are two people. One person was carrying a barrel of honey, the other person was carrying a barrel of wine. Now back then, honey was more expensive than wine. Sure enough, the barrel of honey sprung a leak. So what happened? The fellow with the wine, some quick thinking. He poured his wine onto the ground. Now he had an empty barrel. He caught the honey and he saved it all. The Mishnah discusses what kind of payment he can demand. Did he get paid for his work? Did he get paid for his wine? What the halacha is? Frech the Gemara, paid for his work? What are you talking about? He should be able to keep the dvash because you're sitting there with a barrel of honey and there's a leak. If nothing happens, what's going to happen in a few seconds? The honey will be all over the floor. It'll be gone. It'll be worthless. So if this person goes ahead and catches the honey in his barrel, the Gemara says it's nefker kazachu. This should be like Zutah Shalom, and he should be able to keep it. Why should he have to give it back at all?
Because it's happening right in front of the person. It has a fear of a shalom, and the person sees it being. Ah,
zok the rush. So what's going on? Frek the rush. What are you talking about? Zutah Shalom, you're there. So it's true. There's no one else, but you're a yid. You have a chiyav hashava. So it's not in danger at all. The person with the honey knows that the fellow next to him with the wine is going to go ahead. He has a chiyav hashava. He's going to save him. Zog the rush. The shita brings this down because the case was he didn't have an empty. The fellow who had a barrel of wine. Do you have a chiyav to lose money to be meishav aveda?
No.
You don't have to. Mi'ikra hadin. You don't have to pour out your wine to save his honey. You can say, I want my wine. I don't have to lose my wine. Zok the Rosh, in that case, since you have no chiyuv to pour out the wine, so now this honey is as good as gone. There's no one else around. That's Ovid Min HaKol Adam. That's the Gemara's Kasha. But in Echanami, if the fellow had an empty barrel of wine, or the Yerushalmeach adds, there is a takana, there's a machlokes whether we hold like this, but there is a tzad that there's a takana, that a person has a chiyuv to lose a little bit of money to save other people's money and he'll get paid back afterwards. If you paskin, there is such a chiyuv, exactly yar semeach and a chanami. You will not have this din of Zutah Shalom. So which means in a case where if there's a fire or there's something's going on, even if you're the only one that's able to rescue this money, if you have a chiyuv al tashav esebeid to go ahead and rescue it, then this concept will not apply. But what would be if there's a fire raging in a house? You notice there are two trapped children on the second floor by a window screaming. But no one can get in. The fire is burning. It's dangerous. You are a hero. You run in. You go through the fire. You go through the smoke. Somehow you make your way up to the second floor. You grab the children. On your way out, you notice there's silver. So scoop it up, put it in your pocket, and run out. You come out. Parents are all appreciative about the silver, the children. And they thank you. And you say, okay, very nice. You give them back the children. But the silver you keep for yourself. So the halacha is, if the fire was such, where the fire was, there was a burning fire, it's dangerous to go in. No one has any chiyuv hashavas today to go in and try to rescue that silver. Well, at that point, it is avod mimenu kalavim. It is kezuta shel yom. And you can say, mehefker kazachinu. You're zayichin from hefker. And in such a case, l'chayr, there would be no chiyuv hashav. What? Technically you could, except you don't own kids. So, but to any mumminess, any money that you find in that house, if someone is crazy, it'll come out, it'll be interesting. If you can safely get in and get out and rescue the silver, there's a chiyuv to do so. There's a chiyuv to do it, it's not hefker. But in a case where you there's no chiyuv, there's a tzatzakana, where perhaps it's probably even usher to do it. But if you run in and you take it, lamaisa, it was hefker. Lamaisa, the person gave up hope. It was certainly going to burn down. The fire department, there's no way they could have stopped it in time. And in that case, it would have this taina of zutu shayom. You'd be able to keep it.
Maybe I forgot something, but isn't there a case where something's falling and a guy goes and breaks it before it lands? Even though it's over to the guard get destroyed, the guy's still hired for breaking it.
Good. So that is one of the kashas they ask on something which is, and they ask it more on Aveda Midas. That's a kasha. It's a kasha that they deal with when they talk about Aveda Midas. The kasha is a good kasha. But the halacha is very clear that once it is other manner, once it is impossible for it to be saved, or under normal circumstances, it will not be saved, there it becomes hefker. And anyone who takes it can be zeichin. Now you do have to be careful. There is a whole discussion about how if a person saves it, there are times where you assume he's saving it for the bialim. If he's a partner, there are different discussions when yes and when no. But al kopan, if he does it, if he picks it up and the intent is to keep it for himself, in a case where other people could not be rescued, al piderech hateva, that would be zut shayom, then he'd be able to keep it. Now yesh lodoin, what happens if the person had insurance? Had you left the silver there, the insurance would pay for it. Now that you took it out, he had fire insurance. He didn't have theft insurance. But even then, yesh lodoin, it could be a davar agayim lemamoin. It might be also l'charchila, but once you're zoich in it, it could be, with it's zut shayom, you have the right to keep it. Okay, all right. We'll have to get back to this next week.